It's not so much a pillow as a cradle for the base of the neck. Most are padded with a bag of wheat chaff, but still they're not much better than putting your neck on a stone. You lie there on your futon with your hair suspended in the air, thinking everything is fine until you fall asleep. But when you wake up, you've shifted somehow so that your head has settled back on the mats, and your hairstyle is as flat as if you hadn't bothered to use a tall pillow in the first place. In my case, Auntie helped me to avoid this by putting a tray of rice flour on the mats beneath my hair. Whenever my head drooped back while I slept, my hair sank into the rice flour, which stuck to the wax and ruined my hairstyle. I'd already watched Pumpkin go through this ordeal. Now it was my turn. For a time, I woke up every morning with my hair ruined and had to wait in line at the hairdresser for my chance to be tortured. Every afternoon during the week leading up to my debut, Auntie dressed me in the complete regalia of an apprentice geisha and made me walk up and down the dirt corridor of the Okya to build up my strength. In the beginning, I could scarcely walk at all and worried I might tip over backward. Young girls dress much more ornately than older women, you see, which means brighter colors and showier fabrics, but also a longer obi. A mature woman will wear the obi tied in back in a manner we call the drum knot because it makes a tidy little box shape. This doesn't require very much fabric. But a girl younger than around 20 or so wears her obi in a showier fashion. In the case of an apprentice geisha, this means the most dramatic fashion of all, a derari obi, dangling obi, knotted almost as high as the shoulder blades and with the ends hanging nearly to the ground. No matter how brightly colored a kimono might be, the obi is nearly always brighter. When an apprentice geisha walks down the street in front of you, you notice not her kimono, but rather her brightly colored dangling obi, with just a margin of kimono showing at the shoulders and on the sides. To achieve this effect, the obi must be so long that it stretches all the way from one end of the room to the other. But it isn't the length of the obi that makes it hard to wear. It's the weight, for it's nearly always made of heavy silk brocade. Just to carry it up the stairs is exhausting, so you can imagine how it feels to wear it, the thick band of it squeezing your middle like one of those awful snakes, and the heavy fabric hanging behind, making you feel as if someone has strapped a traveling trunk to your back. To make matters worse, the kimono itself is also heavy, with long, swinging sleeves. I don't mean sleeves that drape over the hand onto the ground. You may have noticed that when a woman is wearing kimono and stretches out her arms, the fabric below the sleeve hangs down to form something like a pocket. This baggy pocket, which we call the furi, is the part that's so long on the kimono of an apprentice geisha. It can easily drag along the ground if a girl isn't careful, and when she dances, she will certainly trip over her sleeves if she doesn't wrap them many times around the forearm to keep them out of the way.